The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Coach Lorianne, America's number one take action success coach and strategist, empowering, educating, inspiring, and igniting people to take action with jet propulsion. Today on our show, I'm so excited. I want to jump right in. I have Mae Kame. She is a timeless visionary at 65, fueled by unwavering passion to empower women through her secret sauce recipe, holding formal titles such as, get this, she's a registered nurse, a certified integrative health coach, and a reigning Ms. New York Senior American 2023. Whoop, whoop. Mae is really a dynamic CEO with over 35 years of experience in building multi-million dollar enterprises. Her philosophy centers on guiding women to embrace midlife and beyond as an awakening, discarding the cliche of a midlife crisis. Mae encourages women to embark on a journey of self-discovery, navigating transformative paths, establishing healthy boundaries, indulge in guilt-free self-care, and pursue soulful fulfillment, all while gaining the confidence and courage to effect positive change. Anybody who knows me knows this is why Mae is on. Mae, welcome to the show. So happy to have you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Lorianne. I am so happy to be here. You are one dynamic, exciting woman, and I'm so glad to be invited. I just feel, my heart's full.
My heart was full when we had a meeting the other day and we spent hours together and didn't have time to go by. And that's when I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So again, welcome and thank you so much for being on the show. So I want to just dive right in. The first question that everybody asks me when we talk is about you becoming Miss New York Senior America in 2023. How did that come about? How did you become that? Obviously, it's obvious if anybody's watching the YouTube video version of this, you're gorgeous. How did you go into this?
Thank you. So I was actually talked into it. Never did pageant life ever. Never did anything with beauty. Anything along those lines, somebody had said to me, you should do this. You really would be a fabulous opportunity. And what I recognized with it was I wasn't going to do it. I was going to play small because they're going to see it as a beauty pageant. This is what it's about. And Miss Senior New York or from America is really about women hitting the mark of 60 plus and saying there's so much more to life. It's to discredit ageism. You know, show that there's vibrancy, there's so much more. And it's a very different mindset than, I guess, younger pageants. You know, it's not as competitive, even though there is competition. It's more about women uplifting and supporting each other. But the reason I did it, and I wasn't going to, was because someone said to me, use it as a megaphone. And once they said that, and how you can help in outreach into community service, as well as helping the veterans, and letting women know that there's still a lot more sex appeal, all of the wonderful things in life. So I took on the challenge, and I also recognized I was getting a little slacking myself of coming out of a comfort zone. It was like
out of a comfort zone, and you took that leap, and why not you, right? And sex appeal, my gosh, you're the definition of sex appeal. You're gorgeous, but you're so modest about it. It's just so sweet. And I love that you said that you were playing small and you decided to go for it. You decided to just take that leap of faith and look at what happened. You ended up walking away with the title.
Yeah, that, believe me, and it came very funny because you had to have a talent. And I don't sing. I don't play an instrument. I was going to do this whole video thing. And it became so much fun because that's what I was going to do was my charitable, montage and all. And they're like, oh, no, you can't do that. We don't have that equipment here. I was like, oh, my God. So I became a really good dancer.
Oh, that's great.
Another challenge. But it was fun.
But it was a challenge accepted. And I love that you accept that challenge. Now, you come from being a registered nurse. And how many years did you do that? You were in the nursing industry?
Oh, let's see. I'm still a nurse, always a nurse, right? It's like riding a bike. But I did 7 years of, hands-on through ER medicine and pediatrics. And then I went into healthcare administration, again, building medical practices. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So and I do still charitable work overseas this past 2 years, on the cleft palate, cleft lip team.
Yes.
And spine surgery.
And you're a gold star mom, aren't you?
I am. I am. So, well, blue star, gold star. Thank God I'm not, because that's if you lost a child. Yeah. But a blue star mom. Yeah. My son was in the Coast Guard, and it's a great organization that we're trying to build here on Long Island. You don't have to have a child in the military. You could become an affiliate, but it's really to help the veterans on Long Island. We're excited. We have a big event coming April 27th, by the way.
Nice.
Farmingdale College. Yeah. So it's free. Veterans are going to get free gifts, but we have a lot of people there so that we can improve services for them.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. If you need any help, reach out. I'll be more than happy to come and help you out any way I can.
Thank you. Thank you.
Veterans are so important, and thank you for your service. Thank you for really giving up a lot for us, defending our freedoms and allowing my boys to be able to do what they love and allowing me to do what I love. So I'm so grateful for anybody who's in service. I have a lot of family members who are in various service areas, mostly right now, Air Force and Navy. I don't have any Army people in my family, but I'm sure we will along the way. So So let's back up for a second. You're a health coach, and you got into this. How? What happened? And I understand, you know, it was a leap from understanding lupus and Hashimoto's remission.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was a registered nurse, which is very traditional medicine, you know, and it's very valuable in this world. You know, we all need it for real, you know, illnesses and stuff. But unfortunately, in some of that medicine world, in the real tradition, everything is treated very quickly with medication, right? We know that from mental health issues to little aches and pains, and we got addicted. Right. Yes. And you know, believe me, I have people who were in the pharmaceutical industry. And again, there's many times it's so beneficial, but there are so many other alternatives. And one of the things that I found, I guess, mind-blowing was nobody ever talked about diet. And it's really about your nutrition and what you're eating and how those contribute to many other health ailments. And so I went on my own kind of journey with it and decided, you know, I should get my certification in integrative health with nutrition and coaching along that line. But it was more for my own benefit. And it really changed. It changed my, you know, well-being. I was always fortunate, you know, I was never had a battle obesity. Okay. But probably had a sugar addiction. You know, I liked my sugar, you know, and you know, the dietary things that aren't great for us, you know, and not everybody has to be gluten-free and not everybody has to, but if we could eliminate certain things in our diet, such as sugar, it really affects us. And, you know, all the additives, and it did, it changed. And I laugh about this, but I say it created a pro-aging effect on my body. I don't use the terms anti-aging, like everybody anti-aging. Look, you can't help but age, right? I always say aging is inevitable. Looking good and feeling good is optional. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, we're going to all age. But there's ways to do it. I call it like a professional pro-aging, you know. And it really, that diet alone and movement and exercise really created that pro-aging. You know, like you said, I mean, I look good and all of that. And I greatly appreciate that and stuff, but I don't do Botox. I don't do those things. And it's not that I have anything against them, but there's things you can do in a daily lifestyle, simplistic, that can help and change. And I am on no medication. I do take one. I have no problem sharing that, you know, Synthroid, when you have your thyroid just shut down, but it's natural, you know, it's the most closest thing that you have to do, because that creates, people don't realize how your thyroid can controls everything, right? Hormones, you know, weight, but it's a lot of your hormones. And other than that, no steroids, none of that, because that's what they all wanted to do right away, you know, inject your hips, do that. And those deplete your bones, creating other things down the line. So that's what made me go into it. And I share as much information as I can.
Yeah, you know, it's statistically proven that our food really affects not only our body, but our mental health. And so we have to really look at what we're intaking. And unfortunately, our FDA right now approves things. There's over 2,300 chemicals that they allow companies to put into our food and into other products that are not allowed overseas. We only have 13 here in the US disallowed chemicals in our foods by the FDA. Overseas, they have over 2,300. It's amazing what they won't allow. And if you compared like a cereal box, if you eat cereal, a cereal box here, Kellogg cereal box here, and a Kellogg cereal box over in Europe, entirely different. You can read in Europe, you can read there are like five ingredients versus 25 ingredients. You can understand they're all in English because you know what the products are. And here there's all kinds of chemicals allowed in it. And because they're allowed, it's cheaper to build. So they build it, but they price it basically the same. So it's amazing. That and our flour is terrible. Our flour here will not be accepted over in Europe. Because our flour is 42 chromosomes. Flour is supposed to be only 14 chromosomes. So I actually import Caputo flour. You can get it on Amazon. Caputo flour.
I'm going to do that now.
Oh, yeah. I get it over. And there's a big difference. You don't have that gluten issue. You don't have that chemical issue. So just think about it. 42 chromosomes. We've cut it so that it's drought resistant. Well, drought resistant means it's water resistant. What are we made up of primarily? So it makes sense that we're made up of water. Why that's giving us leaky gut issues, why that's giving us gluten issues is because it's working against our system. So, and only third world countries will take our flour. And if you've ever noticed pictures of third world country, humans in third world countries, they all have that gut. They all have that belly. They're thin, 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 but they have this big belly. It's because of our flour. And so, we really need to be mindful of what we put in our body. And something that a really great coach, a nutritionist coach told me is when you go shopping in a grocery store, only shop the external walls. Don't do the aisles, because in the aisles, all of that has all preservatives. So remember, you have your milk in the back, you have your eggs in the back, you have your produce, all the the more healthy food is on the outside.
So, right.
So if you're unable to grow your own and you know, do what you're saying, it's really a difficult process that you have to go through, but real important. You only get one system to use while you're here. So we want to take as good care of it as possible.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I'm going to look up personally. I didn't know about that flour, but it's true. You can go to Italy and you can eat their pasta with no ramifications of that blood, you know, belly, you know, afterwards when you eat, you know, here, and you're like, what is it? So it's the same with their wine, right? You can drink their wine and you come here and you're like, what is this bad headache, you know, or
sulfites. They don't put sulfites in over there. America requires it. I'm understanding now there's a new rule for if you call it organic, you are allowed not to put sulfites in. But it just doesn't make sense. And we have to really look at what we're putting on our system. So just be mindful. And I was never a label reader until I started learning this. And now I read my labels. And if I can't read it, I don't buy it. If I can't understand it, I don't buy it. So same thing with essential oils. Real quick story. I got introduced with essential oils. I am a certified aromatherapist, but I didn't know this. One woman said to me, I walked by her. I was at an event and she was like, what do you have on? And I was like, I don't know. She goes by me and she smells my hair. She goes, what did you put in your hair? And I was like, this product I always use. It's, you know, it helps my curls. And she goes, oh my gosh, Lorianne, that is so chemical heavy. And I was like, really? Because it smelled good to me. To her, when you get your senses back, when you do this clean, it's called a ditch and switch, and you get rid of all the chemicals in your house. She says, when you get your senses back, this will smell like, you know, those beach balls you get in the plastic container, you blow it up and it has that toxic smell. She goes, that's what I smell right now in your hair. And I'm like, what? And so I listened to it and I also kind of pushed it aside and went, yeah, okay. And I went through a ditch and switch. I took all the chemicals out of my house. Don't you know? I don't use that product anymore because I was like, what is that smell? Oh my God, that's the product I put in my hair. So be careful, be mindful of what you're doing. But I had been so muted. My senses had been so muted because of the chemicals that I had used because mom used them. So do you find that when you're coaching people back to nutrition, that a lot of times they're just doing what their parents did because that's what they
know? Oh, 100%, 100%. You know, there's just so many things that, you know, I mean, I grew up, I mean, I'm sure that's partly the sugar, you know, it was a big treat, right? You have ringdings, yodels. I don't even know if they make them anymore. Funny bones. Like, wow, my gosh, we were the cabin. My grandmother was the cabinet down the block that we, you know, it was all the time. A soda. I mean, I'm not a soda. I haven't drank soda maybe, I don't know, 45 years. But, you know, and people don't realize that either. You know, I think that's part of it. Like you said, education, it sort of goes back even to diet soda, right? Everything's, well, I'm not going to eat, you know, regular soda. I'm going to have the diet soda. Oh my God, the additives of diet soda. You just want to like just, you know, for me, I just go, oh. And you almost want to say to people, if they only knew that what it does is it, you know, pulls all their calcium out of their bones, right? And it just makes them weak. And I remember one girl asking something once, and she said, I don't know, you know, my whole life, I grew up on soda and this is all we had. And she said to the physician, it was funny, is there anything I can do? And he goes, basically, you're effed. You know, I mean, I'm not going to call it that. He's like, no, you got to fix yourself now, but there's a lot of damage, you know, but you still can do that. You still can repair. And that's what I think I tell people, you know, sometimes they get so, and I'm sure you see this, Lori, you know, when you're coaching people and all of your vast women that are, or men, you know, that sometimes they just feel like, well, I've been doing this all along. Nothing's going to change. It's not going to make a difference. I can tell you for a fact, it made a big difference in my dietary life, what I was taking in my mouth to how my body felt. And it naturally happened to, you know, keep me in a basically a trim state. And now let's be honest, you know, as women, each decade we get, I mean, like I said, I'll be 66, you know, each decade, you don't need as much food and you need a little more exercise. And it's a more of a challenge, right? But it just tells you, it fuels everything.
So true. And those cranky, achy joints and stuff like that, that's from sugar intake. If you stop sugar, that trying to unbend when you're standing up or getting out of bed or getting off the floor, if God forbid you end up on the floor, that all goes away and you become more flexible. And then if you're exercising, you keep that flexibility. So it's really important to keep movement. Try to reduce. You don't have to cut it out 100%, but reduce your sugar. And yes, it can change. Look, it took me less than 6 months for me to gain that smell capability back after I got all the time out. There's a change right there. You know, we can reverse time. And, frankincense is the fountain of youth in a bottle. I'm just going to say, it is a fountain of youth in a bottle. So it's things like that, that you just need to educate if you're interested in doing it. And it doesn't take a lot. We're going to use the law of replacement to replace bad habits with good habits, or no longer desired habits with good habits.
Yeah, I think it's the simplicity. You know, like people, I think, try to take on too much all at one time. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to, you know, it's that New Year's resolution thing, right? They're all going to take on so much. And I remember as a nurse, because I was a young nurse working nights when I first started, right? So everybody drank coffee. I never drank coffee, but I was like, oh, all right, everybody drinks coffee. Let's drink coffee, right? And, you know, keep that caffeine. Well, the only way I could drink, because I didn't like it, was adding sugar. So I put it 3, you know, tablespoons of sugar to my coffee. So now I'm on caffeine and coffee. But what I realized, and I did this while nursing, is I kept decreasing. Then I went to 2 in sugar. Then I went to 1, you know, because I'm like, all right, you know, so that you don't go like, oh my gosh, like the cold. And now to this day, if I had a cup of coffee, I could never have, I couldn't even actually drink it. I wouldn't even like say I'm desperate for a cup of coffee and have it. I'm like, oh no. So it's like you saying with the smell, it's the same thing with your taste buds and how you feel. It's training it and changing it. And it is possible. And I guess that's the biggest thing. And I'm sure you see that as well, is how committed are you to the change?
Yeah. Yeah.
How badly do you want? You know, it's a choice, you know, cost and payoff.
Cost and payoff, it's choices. It's first we have to become aware. It always starts from awareness, and then then we have choices. And then it's just a matter of staying committed to it. And it's the law of replacement. If I'm used to having that cup of coffee every morning, then maybe I reduce the sugar or I go to tea. Whatever allows you to do that. But what the biggest mistake people make is doing too much, too soon, too fast. We just introduce one thing. Get used to that and get used to having with that. It also is a really good thing to do that way, because now you're associating the good feeling with doing that action. So we know that this is the good stuff that's coming out of it, you know, and now we can do the next thing. And because now we're adding one thing at a time, medicines are best taken if you do one medicine at a time. So you know if what medicine you're reacting to, right? Same thing with good habits. Know what how you're reacting. Am I getting sore because I'm working out? Or am I getting sore because I'm misusing my muscles? Am I get, you know, so you really need to be able to be, and you're the only one who knows, because you're the only one who knows your system the best. Like nobody knows, you know, I'm creaking on a certain day because I had cake the night before. Nobody knows that, but I know it. I know that I feel the difference. And they're micro shifts. Do micro shifts. We don't have to do macro shifts. I don't know why in our, we have, do you find this, that people have in their head that everything has to be huge? Like I have to like.
That's what I mean. They like, you know, and everybody, it has to be huge and it's got to be a quick fix. Yeah. It's got to be like, okay, well, I didn't have sugar for 2 days or, you know, whatever it might be or something. And there's no results. Like it doesn't happen that way. And I always say, and I'm sure you know this because you're an expert coach and that I do know, but it takes, no, it's true. It takes 90 days for something to become routine. And that includes going to a gym or working out, whatever thing you do. If you do it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it's not ingrained yet.
So true. You know? You are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne on JVC Broadcasting 103.9 and iHeartRadio. We're gonna take a short break, come back with May, continue this yummy conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Coach Lorianne, America's number one take action success coach and strategist. If you would like to be a guest or lift up your business, product, or not-for-profit, or if you have questions or a comment, we love those. We would love to hear from you. Email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. That's healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I answer all of your emails personally. Now, back to our beautiful May came at amazingmidlife.com. Amazing spelled different, though. I love the way you spelled amazing because you put your name May in the middle of amazing.
I did.
I love that.
I know people, somebody said to me once, you know, you spelled it. It was so cute. You know, people always share and I love it. You spelled your amazing wrong. I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, now I get it. You used your name. I'm like, yeah.
Yes, and it totally differentiates you. So amazingmidlife.com. Don't worry. All the information to get in touch with May is below this episode. So please feel free to go through, click and like her and follow her. Talking about being amazing. May is amazing. You have speaking engagements that you're coming back from, that you're going to. You go around the world. You're really good at putting together events. And I just wanted to like jump into that. I know you weren't prepared for me to go there, but I wanted to. Is that you put together amazing, pun intended, events that really are empowering for humans, specifically for women. Let's talk about a couple of those and your love for doing that. You're so good at it. So good.
Oh, thank you. Well, we did one in January. We have January 11th, 1/11, 2025 already booked again for the coming year for Amazing Midlife and Beyond. And it really is, it is my passion because it allows me to work with unbelievable women who are coaches, who serve other women. And I think that's what my role is. I'm a facilitator and a connector. As much as I do my own personal one-on-one coaching with people, my love is taking people and connecting, similar to connecting them to you, Coach Lori, is that there are so many people out there that can help so many women and they do need the support. We all need coaches. We all need support. I don't care who you are, what level in business, that's what makes you continually grow, learn, and open to new and challenging things. So yes, I had that one in January. I am a moderator and a facilitator. June 7th, we were going to be doing called the Odyssey event at the Oyster Bay Mansion. And that is with health coach and functional medicine, Roxanne Cafora, Catherine Canato, and Dr. Kate Truitt, who's just written a book called Breathe, That will be a luncheon. So we have that coming up. I'll be working with the couple of other big events, and I'm actually going to be a keynote at a wellness retreat in the first week in May in the Punta Cana. And I think there might be one or two still opening. So they can follow up if they're interested in going to Punta Cana.
Love it. Love it. You always want to see that. Yeah. And you may be at my retreat, my 14th.
Oh, I cannot. I'm going to definitely. I am so excited.
In November, so excited about that. So yeah. Might not only attend, but we may get you talking too, because that's what just happens when us girls get together. But such wonderful things. You know, I know through what I've experienced in my life that there's a real power in forgiveness. And I really wanted to really just touch base with you on this, is the power of forgiveness in your life, how it affected yours. I know how it affected mine is, one, I needed to forgive myself. And then two, I needed to forgive the people who did the not nice things to me, but also be grateful for them, because I am the human that I am today as a result of the good, bad, and ugly that's happened in my life. I'm not sweeping things under the carpet. I'm not accepting it as a good thing, but I'm accepting it as what I was supposed to learn, my takeaway from it, and makes me the strong human that I am today. So how did it affect you, the power of forgiveness?
I think it's the foundation of me. I have to say that, you know, people have said to me, how come you're so optimistic and you're happy and you go along? Look, we've all been there. Like you said, we've all had, you know, the rise, the fall, you know, bankruptcies, you know, relationship issues, you know, deaths in our family. I was, you know, a child of parents that were divorced, and my father had custody and my mother left. You know, so we can all use all those things. But I think because of my spiritual connection, which, you know, I don't share or never shared much before, but having this near death at the age of 3 through a bleeding disorder and emergency surgery, there was a whole thing to that. I don't know. I feel like I was given this blessing, this wonderful gift of recognizing that we're all human and we all make mistakes, and the idea from those is to forgive ourselves for them. When it becomes a problem is if we keep repeating the same thing and we don't learn from it, right? So that's number one. The other thing, by holding anger and resentment and grudges for others, it really becomes a reflection of ourselves. So we get all this anger and it gets held up in there and into the gut. And then the next thing you know, you become angry at yourself. And you don't even realize that it does affect your whole, you know, shining the light and being that well-being. We've all been wronged somewhere, or feel we've been wronged, right? Again, it's the whole perception and perspective of things. And I'll give you just a quick example on this. But if we allow it to overtake us and consume our thinking, we've shut down. So the person that has wronged us or that has hurt us has actually won in a battle of our well-being, because it consumes us instead of letting it go, right? I always say, let it go. Let the, you know, go is really what it is, right? You got to let it go. And that's when you create the healthy boundary. And then this happens a lot in families, right? So I always say, you don't choose your parents and you don't choose your children. The only people you get to choose in your life are your friends, right? And the people you connect and associate with. Yeah. So we do the best as, I mean, being a mom of 2 boys, we do the best as we can as parenting. I'm blessed. I've got 2 wonderful sons. And as a child, we don't pick our parents. So I hate to say that I'm tough this way, but we can't use that excuse for the rest of our lives, our entire lives. We need to resolve it and recognize that they did the best that they could in what capacity. So if they were abusive, they probably were abused as a child. And it's our inner strength that we have to take that and change that narrative and change the trajectory going forward, that we no longer repeat that same chaotic gerbil wheel of negativity, right? And the other is that when that happens, it doesn't mean you forget what happened to you, right? You don't forget where you were hurt or what people did, but what you do is create a boundary to keep that at a distance. So, and can use a family member or something like that, right? You know, that takes money, and you hear this all the time, or there's a death and that happens, right? and you recognize, oh my God, that's not the person I thought they were. Things happen. And you say, I can be a civil person to them. I don't need to trash them forever, because by trashing them, you're doing no justice, right? And a lot of times when things like that happen, we also need to tell everybody and do the story, because we want to feel that we're right, that we have the reason we feel what we do is we're right, right?
External validation. Instead of
just validate. So we just have to let it go and recognize that, okay. And it's not easy, but it can be learned. Yes. It can be learned. Forgiveness can be learned. And it was my philosophy of life as Miss New York Senior America. It had 35 seconds. And a lot of people always said, oh, happiness. And I said, forgiveness, you know. And I say it this way, and I'll just repeat it. It's like forgiveness is freedom for the heart and soul, right? It's an opportunity to heal, learn, and grow. And it takes courage and strength to forgive oneself. Yes. That's the hardest. And compassion to forgive others. You know, and I think that's what it is. It takes a lot of compassion to forgive others, but it's sometimes harder to forgive ourselves.
Yeah. So, and that's why I got certified as a Ho'oponopono practitioner, is because okay. That prayer resonated with me. And it the prayer is, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. But you're not saying that to the other person. You're saying it to yourself. You know, please forgive me. I'm sorry. And thank you. And I love you. And that's okay. That's reminding us that we're human. Talk nicer to ourselves. Be kinder to ourselves. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time now laughing at myself. So we talk about this, laughing at the silliness that I do sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. That's so funny. In the past, I would have beat myself up for making the mistakes or causing, you know, doing an error or something. It's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Errors. That's how we learn. That's how humans learn. So say that again, what you said about forgiveness. I love that. That was beautiful.
Oh, you mean forgiveness is freedom for the heart and soul. It's an opportunity to heal, learn, and grow. It takes courage and strength to forgive oneself and compassion to forgive others. If we opened our hearts to the magical power of forgiveness, it would free ourselves of bitterness, anger, and resentment, and allow possibility, peace, joy, and love.
Beautiful.
Forgiveness can change the world. That was my, you have to believe me, you have to memorize it. You got to say it. You know, I was like, oh my God, I'm not a talker of memorized speeches. I was like, this was more work. You can't even imagine. Talk about forgiving yourself. I was like, oh my God, I hope I get it right. But, you know, I think it's true. And I think that it doesn't mean you go around and you forgive everybody, that everything they did, and you're just like, everybody's wonderful. No, you recognize some of it you can't forgive. You know, in the sense that you forgive it, but you can't forget. It's like you're just not going to hold that burning thing. And, you know, like I said, I think it ages people. It's another pro-aging. It ages you.
You're holding on to it.
Let go. Right.
It goes into mm-hmm. your cells and you hang on to it. And what you're doing by not forgiving somebody else is you're imprisoning yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not, they don't.
That's a perfect way you said that. Yes.
It's true, right? They're not mm-hmm. thinking about it. They're going to sleep perfectly fine. They're not losing sleep. They're not telling everybody and their brother. And all that does, by the way, by repeating the story, is it keeps it lifted. It keeps it elevated. Yes. And it keeps you in a holding pattern. And it's yes. just, why can't I get rid of it? I'll tell you why, because you keep talking about it. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're right. And when, I mean, I had a recent, you know, the past like 2 years ago with a family member, no problem, which shocked me. Like, just blew me out of the water that they could do this, you know, to other people within our family. It just blew me away. But the flip side to it is that they have to put their heads down on the pillow. I know I put mine down. I am still in a civil relationship, but I cannot re-embrace and hold on. It's okay. We don't have to, you know, forgiveness isn't about being, you know, perfect to everybody and loving everybody, you know, that's, you know, that would be unrealistic. But I think letting it do this in your head every morning or mornings and, you know, especially today, we talk about so much, and I'm sure it's so popular, we're narcissistic people and all of that. It's like that's the trend right now, right? Everybody's a narcissist. You see things trend, right? But it's true. And, you know, but again, not that it makes it right, but you disconnect from those kind of people. And you have to figure out why are they like that.
Yeah. And
and understand it.
Here's a change of lens on that too, is you also need to look at something, especially if it blows your mind, is, you know, asking yourself, what am I supposed to learn here? Like, what, why is this right. being shown to me? And it's a gift because now you can identify it. So yeah, before I wouldn't know what a narcissist was. I know what a narcissist now. I know that I was attracted to narcissists. So that was a good thing to learn, right? And what to look for. So then you can make those boundaries. But if you're not aware, again, going back to awareness, if you're not aware of what it is that's causing that, or what's giving you that discourse, that discomfort, then you can't make choices. You know, you eliminate that possibility of making choices because you don't understand it. So just ask yourself a different question. And if you want to give yourself a pity poor party, you can. You know, that's I get bored with that, so I don't stay long at those parties. But then get yourself out by asking a question of what am I supposed to learn and how can I grow from this? And be see, I look at those as gifts, knowing that, okay, that person no longer resonates with me. And I am actually saying I'm not allowing that in my life. Maybe in my 20s I did, but now absolutely not allowing it. They can be however they want to be. That's not for me to decide, but I can decide who I'm going to spend my time with. And those people I won't spend time with, and through the grace of God, hopefully they discover what will allow them to put their head on the pillow if they can't. So, but that's not my journey. That's their journey, right?
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, it's perception and perspective. And I use this quick little analogy story, and I'll just say it. So there was a gentleman, it was like his whole life. Oh, my mother, she always let me know, like, how, you know, that she gave up her life for me. And, you know, like, she sold her jewelry to keep me in, you know, a house and to let me go to school, and reminded me of this. And he felt bogged down that he felt she always owed him. And it was very funny. This gentleman turned around and said, how about looking at it a different perspective? But what she was telling you, that she loved you so much that she gave up her jewelry and this and that. And maybe she just needed recognition to say, thank you, I appreciate all that you've done for me, instead of not, because that's what she was looking for, you know? So it's very interesting how sometimes we get so stuck in what we want to believe versus, you know, it's like that, you know, like a divorce, right? There's two sides to the story than the real story, right? But it's interesting, different perspectives. But I think that if people were a little bit more open with their hearts to forgive and let go, they'd be happier people.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm a pretty happy person, you know. Sometimes not that things are perfect, but I'm pretty, you know, most people say, oh, you know, you're happy. Yeah, because I don't hold on to the negativity, hold on to the positivity.
I try to get the lesson out of it, right? And I change my lens and I think from my heart, not my head. When I think from my head, I could get stuck. When I think from my heart, I don't get stuck because I'm coming from a place of gratitude and love. And when you go into any scenario, even if it's a challenging scenario and you're in a place of gratitude and love, you will see a different outcome to that. Mm-hmm. With that said, I would love to know what your 5 secret sauce ingredients are.
It's been this for years, and I had somebody had once said to me, that's your manifesto. And I'm like, yes. So it's nutrition, which means not just what you eat, it's nutrition for your, you know, your mind, what you feed your mind, and what you feed your soul, as well as your nourishment and food. The second is movement, which means movement in the sense of exercise and physical activity for one part. But if you say exercise, people get freaky, right? Oh my God, I got to exercise. No, you just got to move a little, just move, you know,
walk,
right? And so movement, and also moving throughout the world and learning of growth, like move continually to grow. So the third is spirituality. I think we all need faith. I believe that's what grounds everybody, whatever the faith may be, whether you're a Christian, you know, a church going person, a non-church, a Muslim. I've been to the mosques, I've been to the temples, I've been to Buddha, you know, done the Buddha in, you know, Bali, you know, all of it. And it's really all the same. It's about kindness and heart and having faith that there's some goal and belief that you are to be a better person and to give that into the world to make the world a better place. So they're all similar in many ways, but I think, you know, my connection with, I say God, and, you know, I guess that's a whole other thing, you know, too, where I see, you know, in spirituality, how important that is. The next is sex. Okay, so that's number four, sex. So people say that doesn't mean you got to sleep around or whatever. But when I say sex, it's about intimacy, about relationships, and let's call it what it is. It's an endorphin release for women to have orgasm. And whether it be, you know, I'll call it right what it is, whether it be taking care of oneself, having a partner with it, it is vital in hormonal release, and it's an oxytocin high, and it keeps you young, and it does. And I think a lot of times, this is my whole big thing with midlife and menopause, you think like, okay, you know, it's finished, it's done. It's not, you know, and it may change and it may be different quality, but I think it is, it's essential in life, and that's part of it. And then the last one is red wine. And somebody says why, and it has so many health benefits, especially when you have no sulfites and you get it from Italy, like we were talking about. But it's also, the red wine also symbolizes, and I do, I'm a red wine drinker. I've cut back. You know, that's another thing, when you age, it affects you differently, depending, like I said, where you're getting it from. But it's also about the relationship, and it reminds me of friendships, you know, and I always say it's, you know, WTF, right? Wine tasting, wine tasting friends, right? Because generally women get together, and a lot of times it's like, let's get together for a glass of wine, or, you know, something like that. So it's that relationships that we choose about friendships. So
beautiful. That is great. The five secret sauce ingredients, you just heard it. Write it down. Really important. And try to add that into your daily habits. I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being on, May. I really appreciate having you here. You're truly, truly amazing. I met you at an event and you blew me away. And I was like, this is one of my girls in my tribe, and I want to be hanging with you. Last minute here, I'm a Take Action Success Coach. What's the takeaway? What can they do, our listeners do right now, as soon as our show is over? What action should they take?
One is pray. Sounds crazy. Pray a little. Like, say, hey, I want to work on something for myself to better myself in the sense of my health and well-being. And what one thing could I do? So I always say to people, if you're going to start with anything, stop with drinking more water. And it's a simple, crazy joke about that. But if you drink half your body weight in water, it will change a lot, from detoxing to, you know, hydrating your skin. And it is the one thing. Start just drinking water, and you'd be shocked how many people do not do that.
I love that. So your takeaway today is you need to go pray, whatever that means to you. And drink water.
And be grateful. Have a moment of gratitude. Start your day every day with a moment of gratitude, and not pray for what you want, but pray that, gosh, I'm so grateful for today. It's going to be an amazing day.
And be grateful for what you have. But oh my goodness.
Make it happen.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I hope we have earned the privilege of your time. I want to thank you, May Kame, for being on today. All her information will be with this episode. Look for our next show next Saturday at 3 p.m. on JBC Broadcasting and iHeartRadio. We also can be found on all major platforms, and would be so grateful if you please like, follow, share, and subscribe. Until next time, I am Coach Lorianne Kazdia, America's number one Take Action Success Coach and Strategist. Let your dreams be bigger than your fears. Let your life be filled with joy. Play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up, and show up big. Take care, everyone. Bye, May. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.